the Nevada Institute for Autonomous Systems, or NIAS. And NIAS asked UTC University Aguirre, by way of the Deseret UAS test site, to participate in this airspace demonstration.
That is Dr. Calvin Koopmans, a professor in the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at Utah State University and the director of Aguirre. Koopmans is leading a group that will be showing the technical ability of drones at a NASA demonstration in June in Reno, Nevada.
This is a significant event because we have been asked to demonstrate on the world stage with the best other drone players in the world. This is like Uber, GE. In fact, it's a very selective list. We're the only university who's been asked to show what we've been doing.
Utah State will be featuring not one, but two drones alongside a handful of other exhibitors in a very technical demonstration.
No one has ever performed something like this before, and it's actually quite ambitious. The demonstration itself will be all 14 aircraft flying autonomously and doing separate missions, which we will coordinate beforehand, such as landing on the top of a building, landing in the street, moving through between buildings.
At the demonstration, Koopmans hopes to show that Utah is at the forefront of drone technologies. And following the demonstration, Koopmans and Aguirre will bring the newest drone techniques back to Utah.
So the goals of the demonstration are to show how drones can interact in urban environments with people and get their missions done. In this case, a mission might be package delivery. Demonstrate how that's safe and how the coming future, the airspace, is something that we all can trust.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rachel Hager.